The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
So what we'd like to discuss tonight is on the topic of ziyarah, as we begun by a reminder of tonight being the night that has been dedicated out of the nights of the week for the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, those who have the privilege of not requiring a visa to enter the country or to even enter the country from abroad. Rather, they are locals, they are in the cities closer to Karbala. They have had the privilege of walking to Karbala just for Laylatul Jumu'ah and returning. And this has been the tradition of the Shia living around Karbala, as all the relevant riwayat have emphasized the emphasis, the rewards, the benefits, the effects of the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein on a weekly basis on the eve of Friday or Thursday night. Ziyarah is an important part of our development. Visiting the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in, is an important part of our development. We could not be developing without that. And it is for that reason that we have been told repeatedly to visit Imam al-Hussein and the rest of the Imams, but all that emphasis on visiting Imam al-Hussein particularly, but of course Amir al-Mu'min salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi in ways above Karbala, although there isn't as a widespread emphasis on the ziyarah of Amir al-Mu'minin as there is on Imam al-Hussein, and there's reasons for that. But in terms of depth and what can be achieved and accomplished for those who are ready for it, Najaf is the center. After, of course, the Kaaba and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Najaf is the center that you would want to go to. And Imam al-Ridha and other riwayat, other narrations, the emphasis on visiting, whoever can go to whichever of these places, ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in is a very important part of our development. We cannot develop, make progress, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ziyarah. Ziyarah is one of the fundamentals of making progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many ways, many ahadith explain this, many words within the ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt explain this. I don't want to get into that. What I would want to briefly tonight address is that there's two things here. One, we live at or in a country that's very far, and the costs of going are very much, the expenses don't only include the ticket price, which is itself a pretty high price for a lot of people. But besides that, the time that it will take just to travel there, it's going to be 4 days just for the travel part, and you're going to be spending a few days there. And so being able to take that out of your schedule, forget about weekly or monthly, annual is something that a lot of people cannot do. Anyhow, annually even for a lot of people, it's a problem. That on one hand. On the other hand, the pandemic that we have, it just makes it that much more difficult. Those who would try to go annually or biannually for Umrah or Hajj and visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt in Medina and go for Ziyaratu Baytillah, the Bayt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth in Mecca. Those who were trying to do that on a relatively regular basis, at least now because of the pandemic, they cannot do that. The ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt in Iraq, it's difficult sometimes. For most people, it's not possible. And again, Mashhad as well, our eighth imam that's buried in Mashhad, that's also something that is very difficult for most people to perform the ziyarah of. It's important for us to try to make up for that. For our inability, true, it's not a sin for us not to go, but how can we compensate? How could we, let me word it like this, how could we decide to make a life decision that causes us not to be able to visit the Ahlul Bayt? If we're going to miss out on that, honestly, we should decide, okay, weigh the situation. The options are to go live in a ghetto, but close to the shrine of the Ahlul Bayt, to visit the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, and to live here. Well, I would choose the ghetto any day over this. Why should I decide to live here if I'm going to be away from? So we've got to compensate for that. We don't want to choose the dunya over the Ahlul Bayt. If we're here and we can't go physically, okay, the sin, there's no sin, inshallah, that's not going to be an issue. But what about the benefits? What about being with the Ahlul Bayt? How do we compensate? One way to compensate are all these ziyarat that we have written. It's not an actual visit in person. But if we make the right connection through them, if we recite them or read them, connect with them, they can be, at times, with the right intentions, even more effective than a physical visit to the shrine of the imam. It can be. That's one way. That's a necessary way. We have got to engage in this. Weekly, Ziyarat Ashura doesn't take 10 minutes. The brief version that we don't do 100 la'an and salam doesn't take 10 minutes. With la'an and salam, it takes a whole hour, and you can split that up. You don't have to do the 100 la'an and salam in one go. Just start the ziyarah when you get to the Allahumma la'ana awwala zalim and zalima haqqa Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa akhira tabi'in lahu ala dhalik, all the way to the end, that one segment that needs to be repeated 100 times. Start it there, then get back to your work, go wherever, but on the way in traffic, while you're waiting on something, while you're doing housework, where you can, while your hands, your limbs, your body is engaged on something, you can, your lips, your tongue can speak something other than that, can say something other than that, you can do those, have a little tasbih, a little something to count. You can use your phones, there's plenty of apps, plenty of ways to count, and just do gradually 10 here, 10 there, 5 here, 2 there. Eventually, by midday, you'll get to do 100 la'an, and then assalamu alaykum ya Abu Abdullah, 100 times that. You can space it out wherever you get to a few here, a few there. At the end, by nighttime, you've completed a full ziyarat Ashura. If not that, at least a brief version that doesn't even take 10 minutes. Once a week. And regarding ziyarah, last point regarding ziyarah is that we've got to avoid making things habitual. What do I mean by habitual? There's a fine line between a good habit and doing something habitually. What is meant by doing something habitually is to do it on a certain routine and just allow something to go autopilot and just doing it because that's the habit. There's no point. A good habit isn't like that. The same word is, it's a habit, meaning it's done regularly. It's something, for instance, you do every Thursday night. Du'a Qumayl, for example, is our, it's a habit of ours that we attend, let's say, Thursday night programs or do Du'a Qumayl or Ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. The difference between a good habit and doing something habitually is, a good habit is done with understanding, is done with knowledge. It's not just, okay, we have to do ziyarah, so who's going to do ziyarah? Somebody just stand up, there's a piece of paper, just read through it from the beginning, we did it. You got to have some connection. Now, in order to avoid it, one of the ways that can work is to switch up the ziyarah. Don't always do the same ziyarah over and over. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't have the habit of doing it. For instance, it's a good custom in many communities. There's a ziyarat warith done every Thursday night. That's a great thing. But in order to avoid that, sometimes in addition to that, do your own ziyarat Ashura at home. Your own other ziyarat, one of the other ziyarat from one of the other imams, or perhaps a longer ziyarat, ziyarat jama'a kabira, even if you can't do the whole thing, part of it. This way, that recitation of ziyarah is going to, we're taking extra measures in order to make it a good habit instead of it being habitual. So that's one way of compensating. There's another way other than reading ziyarah, which is another part of what happens or what should happen when we go for what we call ziyarah. When we go in person to visit the Ahlul Bayt, there's two things we do there, or at least there's two things we should do, at least. There's probably a lot more, for example, attending the congregation prayers inside the shrine by the grave of our imam, and so on, and other things that are done there. But two things that are fundamental as part of the ziyarah experience. Part of it is to read these ziyarat. That's part of it. That's, you do ziyarat Jama'a Kabira, or you do ziyarat of Imam al-Husayn, you do ziyarat of Amir al-Mu'mineen in Najaf. There's teachings we have in terms of what to say. That's what we call a ziyarah. Reading a ziyarah is reading off of one of those gifts that we have in the form of a writing that we say to the Imam. And that's what we're saying, well, from afar we can do that. That's part of it. There's another element there that we've got to make sure we do here, and make it a good habit, not habitual, a good habit. And what is that? Speak to the imams. Speak to the imams. Don't wait for something to happen for there to be a need to ask. Speak to the imam. See them present. Talk to them about the good and bad of life. This is what I'm dealing with. I don't know about this. I need help on that. And in that process, remember the relationship that we have with the imams, with the Prophet, with Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayhim, ajma'in. They're leading us. We're supposed to be following them. And we need to constantly acknowledge that we're deficient in that. Say that to them. Speak those words. Ya sahib al-zaman. I should be doing better than this. I'm not. You know my deficiencies. I ask you for help. Speak to the imams in your own language.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.